And another episode from the Open Science Barcamp, or Barcamp Open Science. Here's Open Science Radio again. And with me is Marie Farge. Marie, just in case somebody doesn't know you, maybe you can introduce yourself very shortly.
Well, I'm a scientist still in activity, and I'm among the people who have been starting and who are developing two tools. One is Diamond Open Access Model, and also the platform Dissemine, to list all the papers of a given scientist, telling which paper are already in open access, which one is not yet. And for those who are not yet in open access, we check the policy, to check if legally the author has a right to deposit. And if he has a right, we provide in one click the possibility to deposit in open access. Mm-hmm. This is just to foster open access. Mm-hmm. But the best solution we consider for the long term is what we call the Diamond Open Access. You probably all know that the present model, which has been developed by commercial publisher, is to ask author to pay, because open access means the reader don't pay, though they want to keep their business very, very profitable. Therefore, they want now the author to pay. And they're asking huge amount of money, like 3,000 euros for a paper, which has been completely funded by public grants. Okay, though we propose an alternative model that we call Diamond Open Access, where the first point is that the author keeps the ownership of the paper, don't give the copyright to the publisher, as in some other more traditional model, and put everything in CC BY, the Creative Commons license. And that's first point. The second point, as important, even maybe more important, the ownership of the journal should not be to the publisher, because now the publisher is just, it's no more. In the past, there were printers, it was a big traditional business, which makes sense with the business model of subscription. But today we are doing electronic publishing, which has nothing to do with printing publishing. And for this model, what is very important, who is doing the difficult job of making a journal alive? It's the editorial board who is in charge of the peer reviewing. Though our goal is to put peer reviewing at the core of the system by giving the ownership, the legal responsibility of a journal to the editorial board, who do the hard job of peer reviewing. Though now that the journal is owned by the researcher themselves, organized as editorial board, then who they are free to put publisher in competition for publishing their journal. And in this competition, what we propose, we should also have publishing platform directly paid by the funding agencies. Because it's very important that the funding agencies, today they are spoiling their money because they are paying for the research, they are paying for the peer reviewing, because scientists are paid by on their, institution to do the peer reviewing. And at the end of the day, the publisher do only the online and selling the journals. And that's where they have a marvelous business, because all the job has been funded before on public money. So what we tell the funding agencies, they should include in the funding process the publication cost, but not as money, as providing an infrastructure, which is a publishing platform. Typically, the big publisher, like for instance Elsevier, they have only one publishing platform which publishes their 2,200 journals. But we want exactly the same kind of tool, just for publishing. The peer reviewing, everything is done in the traditional way by the editorial board, but the publishing is no more made by the owner of the journal, now being the editorial board. They take care of publishing by applying to this open publishing platform, which are financed by the funding agencies. And the new, very important point with this model is that for the first time, we have a feedback in terms of checking the quality of the peer reviewing, because the journal, owned by its editorial board, who want to get this free publishing on an open publishing platform, should prove how he is handling the peer reviewing. He should explain how many referee reports he's asking to take decision. He's also showing what is the policy for changing the member of the editorial board. because a lot of journals have the same group of editors for the last 20 years, and this is very dangerous. It's not good. Though the Diamond Open Access model, there is this idea to create a new model where scientists and peer reviewing is at the center of the system in order to guarantee the quality of peer reviewing. Because it's, what does it mean? Quality of peer reviewing mean possibility of reproducibility and assessing for the quality of the content of the paper. And since, I mean, research is a constructive process, we are just based on previous research work, it's very important to maintain, to make sure that the quality of papers is good enough and we can rely on the content. So this is the idea behind the scene. And we have already such a publishing platform in France, which is called the Centre Mersenne. And you just type Centre Mersenne, and there is an English version. You will see how it's work. And now we are publishing already many journals, presently mostly in mathematics, but also now in many different kind of science, physics, biology, and things like that. And an important thing, the platform itself, the software of the platform, should be open source, though Mersenne is made with OGS, Open Journal System, and the papers, normally, because especially in mathematics, physics, the papers are submitted in LaTeX. And now we are going to extend to, we have new journals where it's not necessarily LaTeX, but we'll convert it to LaTeX. Okay, though there is this idea that we are not developing such a platform, and the funding agencies behind it, the CNRS, the French National Research Center. Voilà.
Great. And how can we facilitate this transition from the system that we have now to a system that is strongly building on this solution that you're suggesting, or that you have actually at hand?
Well, it's a good question, because you know we are in the middle of a major, we call it in physics, phase transition. That means we have no idea which model will survive in the long term. And that's my position, is that today we should maintain as many solutions as possible. I am personally very much in favor for the transition of the green open access solution, where scientists put their preprint open even before sending it to a journal. And I do myself, that's the way I do. Before sending it to a journal, I put it in open access on archive. I already put it in CC BY on archive, which is feasible. Then I submit it to a journal. And you have to submit to a good journal where the editorial board is good quality. I mean, specialists of the topics content in your paper, in order to make sure that they will check for mistakes, they will correct things, they will improve. What is the role of peer reviewing? Peer reviewing is improving a paper, because the scientist thinks that he's right, that he has not made mistake. No, sometimes he made mistake, and sometimes he can rewrite it in a better way. He can develop it on some direction that himself has not thought, and the editorial board is saying, oh, but you should add that. It's really a process of improving a paper, peer reviewing. Though we should protect this process, which is important. And though this idea is that increasing the quality or maintaining high quality of peer reviewing is very important. Though I let people, as soon as your paper, the preprint is on open access, like archive or bioarchive if you're a biologist, you can send your paper to an old system where the journal is by subscription. No, you just send it to the best journal in terms of quality of peer reviewing. And though you have open. But on the long, long term, I think, well, what I refuse is gold open access. I don't want to pay article processing charge, because it will be taken on my budget, and my budget is made to do research, not to make profit, I mean, to help big publishers to make profit. And that's also why in the Diamond Open Access model, we insist, we don't want funding agencies to give us money to pay APCs. We want funding agencies to give us infrastructure, like a computer center, like a satellite, like a telescope, that we need to maintain research alive. You see, this is the idea. Though my hope is that on the long term, survivors will be the Diamond Open model, But presently, we should let a lot of solutions be tested in parallel. And ideally, to make sure your paper is open, put your preprint open. It's a very good solution for the transition.
Okay, great. As we are right between two sessions and have to run to the next one, any final word from your side, Marie?
Well, let's keep research creative. And also, to get research creative, we need to have time to think. That's also why I'm very opposed, and because I'm still publishing, I know that publishers, the commercial publishers, they want to increase their output of the system, though they enforce us to do the peer reviewing on very short notice. And this is disgusting, because peer reviewing is a deep and complex process where you have to spend time on that. And though my hope is that scientists themselves, researchers, recover control of the publishing system in order to maintain the high quality for just the assessment of the result of research and make sure that what is published, you can rely on it.
Thank you very much, Marie, and let's go to the next session. Thank you so much.
Bye.